Chapter 7. Nori's team had solved roll by raiding their classroom's game closet. They found a pair of eight-sided dice in the murderous reptiles board game. When it was time to present all their items to coach, Nori would say, "Roll the dice, Elliot," and Elliot would. Done. They got blue crayon that is also a red crayon with Elliot's flaring powers. He wasn't a strong flare, but he was able to mush half a blue crayon to half a red crayon by melting the wax in the middle. Also done. The third item on the list was coruscation. That one stumped them, but only for a minute. Pepper looked coruscation up in the dictionary. It meant something that sparkles. "I know," she cried. "Glitter!" They dashed to the art room, and Andres put a small jar of red glitter into the front pocket of his jeans. Three times done. Nori felt electric. There were just seven more items between her and the win that might very well keep Elliot at Dunwiddle. "Number 4 is high heels," Andres read, holding the scavenger hunt list. "Remember, Lacey already has this one," Elliot said.
"So annoying," said Pepper.
"Are any of you secretly wearing high heels?" asked Nori hopefully. No, they weren't. "Well, do any of you have a pair in your locker?"
No, they didn't.
Nori breathed faster. Winning mattered more to her team than to anyone else. They needed an idea, and they needed one fast. "Ooh, maybe she should jump ahead and do number 5. That would speed things up." She peered at the list. "After high heels is coach's stamp. I can do that. He's my tutor."
Elliot nodded.
"Great," Nori said. "Back in a flash." A team of flyers hovered in front of coach's office door when Nori arrived. Their names were Princess, Wolfgang, Delicata, and Bert.
"He's not here," Princess told Nori. She looked sulky. "We can't get his stamp."
"Nori's the competition," scolded Bert. "You don't need to tell her."
"Do you think he's hiding?" wondered Princess. "Where would a gym teacher hide?"
"Maybe there are postage stamps at the welcome desk," proposed Wolfgang.
Nori just smiled. She could see into Coach's office, and she knew something they didn't.
"Maybe," she said. "Bye, and good luck."
As soon as the flyers were out of sight, Nori rushed inside, grabbed a chair, and pulled it up next to a tall filing cabinet. "Hi, Coach," she said to the striped house cat curled on top. Cat Coach swished his tail.
"Mrrp."
"Ha ha, it's obviously you. I can't believe those flyers didn't figure it out."
"Prrrp,"
said Cat Coach.
"Okay, what stamp are you supposed to give me?"
Nori said, looking around. She spotted a pad of ink on the desk.
"Ah, got it."
She opened the ink pad and held it out. Cat Coach pressed his paw first in the ink and then on the back of Nori's hand. A perfect paw print stamp, straight from Coach himself.
"Thanks," Nori said as she hopped down and returned the chair to where she'd found it. "This will really help with my Elliot resolution."
Cat Coach tilted his head to the side.
"I have this plan to win the scavenger hunt and get him to stay. It's a long story."
Nori hesitated.
"But I just might put this pad of ink in a drawer so it's harder to find. That's still fair play, isn't it?"
Cat Coach swished his tail.
"Oh, come on," said Nori. "A drawer is a totally normal place to look for a stamp pad."
Cat Coach hissed.
"Seriously? It's just a little friendly competition."
Cat Coach shook his head.
"Okay, fine," said Nori.
Just after she put the ink pad back where she'd found it, Sebastian, Bax, Willa, and Marigold dashed into Coach's office.
"Have you seen Coach?" Marigold asked. "We're on number 5 and we need his stamp."
Nori paused. Should she help them? They were her friends, but...
No, she couldn't help anybody. The stakes were too high.
She clasped her hands behind her back so they couldn't see the stamp on her hand.
"What are you hiding?"
Marigold said. Nori shoved her hands in her pockets.
"Nothing." "You look all gloaty," said Willa.
Nori lowered her voice.
Normally, I would tell you, but my team needs to win because if we do, Elliot might stay here at Dunwoodle instead of going to Sage.
He said that? That he'll stay if your team wins?
Willa asked, eyes lighting up. She and Elliot were good friends. Nori shook her head.
Well, not in those words, but how could he possibly leave if he had a secret room?
There are no secret rooms at Sage.
There might be, Bax said. That place has a lot of rooms.
No, Nori cried. There aren't. Trust me, I know Sage. Boring rooms? Yes. Stuffy rooms? Yes. But secret rooms? No.
So you think the secret room will be too hard to walk away from?
Marigold asked.
I hope it will, Willa said. I don't want Elliot to go.
Me neither, said Nori.
See, here's my theory. I think Elliot decided to go to Sage because he was wowed by the fancy buildings and the scholarship money. But I don't think he considered everything he'll be losing. Like, how are UDM classes different from anything they do at Sage?
That's true, said Willa.
He won't have tutoring in the swimming pool at Sage, or learn the UDM magic techniques or anything.
And worse, he won't have us, Nori said.
She was so glad Willa understood. Winning a secret room will remind him how special Dunwoodle is, what good friends we all are. And then, I think, he'll decide to stay.
It doesn't seem very likely, said Sebastian, furrowing his brow.
Why not? Nori demanded.
Well, he's getting a full scholarship at one of the fanciest schools in the country, Sebastian said. They have all the tools and support to help him be a double talent. A secret room can't compete with that.
Nori stamped her foot.
It might, because it's not just a room, Sebastian. It's friendship. It's UDM.
But is all that more important than a double talent education? Sebastian said. I'm just saying, you should be realistic. We'll all miss Elliot, but he isn't going to stay.
Sebastian, you're talking about Nori's best friend, Willa said. And my second best friend, pretty much. We want him here.
Could we maybe discuss this later? Bax said. Our team wants to win too, and we don't need Nori to tell us how to find Coach's stamp. Coach is right there.
He pointed to Cat Coach, who was curled on the top of the filing cabinet.
Ooh, he's fluxed, cried Willa. Swingo, Bax, you did it, said Marigold.
Nori left the awesome foursome and went to catch up with the paste eaters, running fast to try to forget Sebastian's words. Dunwoodle's UDM class was the right place for Elliot. She just knew it was. Her team was still in Ms. Starr's room.
Coach's stamp, done, she boasted, showing them her hand.
She didn't mention seeing the other UDM team. She didn't want to talk about what Sebastian had said.
What was the stamp? Asked Elliot, coming over to look.
Oh, paw print. He fluxed into a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Elliot held his hand up for a high five and Nori slapped it.
So, what did you guys figure out for high heels? She asked.
Nothing, Pepper moped.
Seriously?
Hey, we asked every single person who came down the hall, said Andres.
Elliot shrugged.
No one wears them. Not even teachers.
Oh, no, Nori moaned. We need to think. High heels, high heels, high heels.
Elliot raked his fingers through his hair.
What other kinds of heels are there?
Did you think about heels of bread?
Asked a voice from the bottom drawer of the desk.
Carrot, Pepper cried. We didn't know you were here.
Carrot climbed from the drawer onto the desktop. She knew how to talk thanks to Ms. Starr's upside-down fuzzy magic. It gave animals the power to speak human language. Carrot also had an unusual ability to resist Pepper's piercing magic. It simply didn't bother her. She was holding a piece of broccoli and nibbled it delicately, speaking between bites.
High heels seem so uncomfortable, Carrot said.
She wiggled her nose.
Don't you think bread would be better? The hard piece at the end is called a heel.
That won't work,
Elliot said.
Yes, Nori said, feeling hopeful. Brilliant! Thank you, Carrot! We can throw them up in the air!
Elliot held up his palm.
We know for a fact that all the bread is gone, he explained. We ran into Clyde and Rainey and their flicker team. They took the heels from the last loaf and taped them on yardsticks like flags.
Oh no! What now? Cried Nori.
Rabbits talk about heels of lettuce, said Carrot helpfully. But I don't think humans use the word that way. And anyway, I don't have any lettuce in my drawer. It gets wilty. And then I don't want to eat it. I only like it crisp.
Lettuce isn't helpful, Nori said, feeling panicky. Does anyone have any other ideas?
Andres shrugged off his brick pack. He dropped it onto the floor and flew up to Ms. Starr's ceiling, away from the others.
Andres! Nori cried, looking up at him. Going up to the ceiling when we're having a discussion is not good team spirit.
Ugh, said Andres.
In fact, it's bad team spirit, cried Nori. Why are you having bad team spirit in a moment of crisis?
You're being so anxious, said Andres, rolling as he floated. It's our last night with Elliot at school, and this is supposed to be a game, remember? Kinda silly? Can't we just have fun?
No, Nori wanted to yell. We cannot just have fun.
But of course she wanted Elliot to have fun. So much fun that he wouldn't leave.
Ah, fun. No fun. Winning. High heels. She felt sweaty and her skin pricked.
Nori, Elliot was next to her, his hand on her shoulder.
It's okay. We're doing great. Try to breathe, okay?
Huh? Nori said.
I'm worried about you fluxing.
Oh, yeah. He had a point. Nori did tend to flux when she was worked up. She had already accidentally turned into a dritten once today.
If you flux, said Elliot, and you lose control of your human mind, we'll waste a lot of time.
Nori didn't want to lose time. They were short on time already.
Do you want a hula hoop with me? Asked Elliot. Just for a minute?
It was an exercise Ms. Starr used to help them center themselves and get in better control of their bodies and their magic.
I want to find high heels, Nori told them, as fast as possible.
This will only take a second, said Elliot. Just a little shorty hoop session. You need a break.
Sigh.
Okay, she said.
Nori strode to the hula hoop bin and yanked one out. She brought it to the middle of the rug and started hooping. Elliot and Pepper did the same. And while she was hooping, Nori didn't think about anything. Not the scavenger hunt, not Sage Academy, not missing her best friend when, if, he went to boarding school. She couldn't think because it took so much concentration to keep her hoop in the air.
Oh, said Pepper suddenly. She let her hoop drop and pointed at Andres. Look!
What? Asked Elliot, still hooping.
His shoes! The heels of his shoes! They're high!
Nori grabbed her hoop to stop it.
Ha! Yes! Right! Nori said. Andres is high, so his heels are high! High heels!
Brilliant! Cried Elliot, his hoop clattering to the floor. People, we really might win this!